You're 5 feet nothing, 100 and nothing, and you got hardly a speck of athletic ability. And you hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years. And you're also going to walk out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself.
We all know the classic story behind the infamous movie Rudy, a true David versus Goliath story, a man that defied the odds and played for one of the best college football teams in America despite not being gifted with size. Pella Christian nose tackle Moises Carballo knows a thing about size. Like the offensive linemen lined up across the ball from him are about twice his size. But somehow, that doesn't stop the 5'5", a buck 65 senior from making plays like this.
Left hash snap goes to Henry, drops back, and he is sacked and wrapped up way back at the 38-yard line. Moises Carballo and the Jackrabbit Blitz showing it off early.
I know what you're thinking. How does a 165-pound person blow by an offensive line and make plays like that? Well, Moises has what a lot of linemen don't.
I guess last year, Coach DeBlois just noticed that I had some speed and I wasn't really working out so well in middle linebacker, so he thought that I would be fit in perfectly in the nose guard. So he tried me out, and I guess I seemed to do all right.
20 tackles and a pair of sacks. Yeah, Moises, I think you're doing all right. So we've established he has the speed on the offensive lineman, but there's got to be something else. Something else like what Rudy had.
You know, this forces me to work my hardest because if I slack off in one play, I know that they can get me and, you know, the whole play can go wrong. They can just run it up the middle and, you know, they score. But this makes me focus and makes me realize that I have to do my job as hard as I can in every play.
All right, he has the speed. He has the heart. He's got to be smart too, right?
The main thing that I have to do is do my assignments, take the right steps, and this year is really important for me to sit after taking my steps, because if I get too deep into the backfield, I guess the running back or quarterback, whoever's running the ball, can just run right past me and the rest of the D-linemen, so that's the most important part.
So now that we know that speed, heart, and smarts is the root of success for Moises, we all know he can't make plays without chemistry with his fellow D-linemen.
You know, we're all not really the, you know, typical D-line, so we're all electric. We all like to, we love our speed, and I think we all get along. You know, Josh leads us pretty well. He's a great leader, and yeah, it's probably the funnest thing I've ever experienced.
As the linchpin of the defense in the nose tackle position, Carballo helped the Eagles slow down a tough Beaver attack last week in the first round of the playoffs, holding them well below their season average with 124 rushing yards. Oh, and did I mention the dude makes special teams plays as well?
Right around midfield. High snap, trying to get it up. It's blocked again into the end zone, and Pella Christian
will cover.
Touchdown, Pella Christian. Are you kidding me? Another blocked punt, this time for six.
Well, the reason I jump in on you there and said it's a touchdown is because I thought sure that ball was going to go out the back of the end zone for a safety. And then it was like a pitching wedge action. The ball bounced in the air for 4 feet, 6 feet in the air. And Moises Carballo plants his feet, waits for the ball like a center fielder, and it plops right into his arms for a touchdown.
So as Carballo has shown time and time again, size is just a number. And when you have number 44 in maroon and white on your side, don't be surprised if the underdog prevails. For Canada 8, KRLS, and Football Friday Nights, I'm Cole Cook.